know, he's a little excited.
Yeah.
Things happen a little quicker than they supposed to because it's just like, and he there. And next thing you know, that's it. So I understand that part. He said to be patient and that it is because of his asthma that he was scared to lose his breath.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go now. See, now we're into the letter now. How much do he weigh? Because this letter could be a weight issue.
She didn't say.
Once you have a weight issue, you're going to have shortness of breath. Up a flight of steps, climbing out the back seat of a sports car, all this stuff can get you winded. You throw on top of that some sex, and I got to tell you, you're about to kill this damn man right here. And
yeah,
he know it. And on top of all this, you said, I like to put a lot of flavor and surprises into my time with my boo, but he always scared when I show him new positions. Really? I don't think it's just new positions you showing him. I think you got a trunk full of stuff that's new. And it ain't just the positions.
Uh-huh.
See, it's what be in your hand when you show these positions. This is what keep taking the man breath away. He going, oh.
He's scared.
I can't do that. You got a can of air freshener in one hand. He trying to figure out what the hell he finna do with all this.
What?
He measuring himself up next to a can of Febreze. He don't figure he on a chance. Now, you got all this stuff in here. How you doing a different position every night? It's been 3 months now. You ain't out of positions yet. You know too damn much. What is your real profession? You all in here with all these positions, got this trunk, keep opening up, pulling out all this stuff I can't compete with. Sitting in here, you got rubber chicken. What the hell are we supposed to do with this rubber chicken in here? Got all this stuff. We doing all this monkey. Blah, blah, blah. I got two monkeys running around the room. I don't know what the hell going on. And why is the midget hiding behind the curtain with the video camera? I'm not. I didn't want to sign up. Damn right in the corner, panting. He's scared.
He's scared.
He ain't got asthma. He hyperventilating. He looking at all this activity he about to get into. You standing on your head with your butt laying on the doorknob. How he supposed to keep up with all this here? He don't even know what he supposed to do. He done stood up on the edge of the bed yesterday. He still think y'all doing the edge of the bed move. You done set up in here and put one of your toes on the doorknob, got your butt in one of the drawers on the chest of drawer. We don't know what happened to your other breast. It's just round back somewhere. What the hell are we getting ready to do now? Try it. Put your foot on the doorknob, set your butt in a drawer, pull it out. I don't know where the left breast went. It's just round in the back somewhere. Now, I don't even recognize you no more. And you sitting up in here talking about, I got asthma. I ain't got asthma. Hell, I'm scared. I'm over there hyperventilating. Put your leg down, Shirley.
Shirley, stupid. She laid and it now, back in the chair.
And now the man talking about, she done told this fool. She done told this fool to go to Africa for a month and go to the Guru village somewhere on the Ivory Coast because they have sticks he can chew on and swallow the juice. And I heard it's a strong medicine for men to stand and stay strong. Don't take your stupid behind over to Africa to no damn village. This ain't what you do. You live in Detroit. You stay in Atlanta. You from New Orleans. Don't take your behind over to Africa directly to a village. You got to go to Johannesburg, go to Durban, go to Zimbabwe. You can go to Cape Town. Uh-huh. Hey, dog, you can go see where the slaves left from. But don't you go to no damn village. Now you sitting around up there chewing on stuff. You just done found some sticks and just done started chewing. How you know what stick it is? All right, keep on. Put the wrong stick in your mouth here. Your head four times bigger as it normally is. You sitting up in the air. You come back home. She don't even know who you are. All cause your stupid behind was in a damn village somewhere chewing on some sticks. That ain't where you from. Africans that live in villages can chew the sticks. You can't be from the United States to go over there and just start chewing on some damn sticks. Now you sitting up in here, you in there, now you just slowly turning into a monkey. Don't know why. You sitting up in here looking more and more like a chimp every day because your ass done ate a stick. You ain't had no business eating. What is all this hair on your back? I don't know what you do with your hair on your back. I can't understand nothing you saying. That's because your tongue just swole up from eating the wrong damn stick. Yeah. Arms done got all long. Now you standing up straight, touching your knees. All because you was in Africa chewing a stick. Trying to come back long, how to stand and stay long. Damn that. They got Cialis's and Viagra over here. What is you all over in Africa for? Chewing on them damn sticks. Now you over here, hair all on your back, mouth swollen up, head too big. She getting more and more freaky because now you a monkey. Now she bringing ropes into the bedroom, swinging off of lights and stuff. You supposed to keep up?
She's too much.
That's really what's wrong.
Tree, Shirley, uh-huh. I found it.
Oh, it's called.
What's the name of the tree?
Yohimbe tree.
Yohimbe.
Oh,
tree.
You can buy that at the store. Hold up. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
West
true.
Africa.
Yeah, that's
West
true.
In the Ivory Coast.
Yohimbe is a real herb. Mm-hmm. But now let me tell you something. Now,
what?
I'll tell you, I had experience with Yohimbe.
Oh, no, you did.
Okay, come on, come on, hey, tell us. Come
stay away from that 1,000 milligram. Now. I don't know if there's any medical records of this or any studies been done, but do not, I repeat, do not take hydroxycut with Yohimbe. I was standing there talking to the dude for about 15 minutes. We was laughing and went, then I started laughing. I went, ha, 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 and then it just cut off. I got to looking around crazy. I looked in the mirror. I don't know why, but my eyes just opened just wide as they could. And I couldn't blink.
I got the visual. I got the visual.
But I couldn't blink. And then I started grinning real hard. I couldn't control my mouth. And I started grinning real hard. You could see every last one of my teeth.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.